California bill creating information campaign for pregnancy clinics moves forward. The California State Assembly Health Committee approved a Bill 11-4 on April 25 that would create a public awareness campaign about the services provided by pregnancy centers. According to the bill's author Pilar Schiavo, it intends to expose fake crisis pregnancy centers by informing the public about the services they provide. Schiavo claims such pregnancy clinics spread disinformation to pregnant women wanting an abortion, who are instead met with attempts to shame them and are intentionally misled about their reproductive rights and options. Those seeking an abortion in California are often derailed in their search for access, as crisis pregnancy centers outnumber abortion clinics by 20%, Schiavo wrote in an explanation of the bill. Heidi Matsky, the director of Alternatives Pregnancy Center in Sacramento, defended pregnancy centers in California, saying they accurately communicate they do not provide abortions, only medical information. The bill defames and falsely accuses licensed medical clinics as fake, seeking to derail women's access to comprehensive health care, Matsky said during the hearing. Matsky told the committee her center offers tests, ultrasounds, prenatal and gynecological care, post-abortive care, and abortion pill reversals. A dose of progesterone which overpowers an abortion pill's effects if taken within 3 days at no cost to the patient. Last year, she said, its services totaled nearly $1.5 million, none which came from federal funding. Our website signage and phone personnel clearly state that we do not perform or refer for abortion, Matsky told the committee. Instead, we provide unbiased peer-reviewed education on abortion procedures so women can make informed choices regarding their pregnancies and their reproductive health. According to Matsky, 177 women in the last 2 years came to the center after they were denied care at Planned Parenthood because they didn't want an abortion. 28 members of the public spoke in opposition to the bill, including medical professionals, mothers, and representatives of the California Southern Baptist Convention and California Capital Connection for Independent Baptist Churches. 6 voiced their support for the bill, representing groups such as the California Nurses Association, California Latinos for Reproductive Justice, and Black Women for Wellness. The committee's vote on the issue was along party lines, with all Democrats voting in favor. The Republicans who voted against were Assembly members Marie Waldron, Joe Patterson, Heath Flora, and Vince Fong. The bill will next be heard in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. A date has not been scheduled,